K-Rock Fun Alley Show. There's lots of ways to ruin a wedding. You don't want to be the person responsible for ruining someone else's wedding. You definitely don't want to be the person responsible for ruining your own wedding. Allie claims that she may have ruined the wedding that she attended over the weekend.
Well, I don't think I necessarily ruined the wedding as much as I ruined the dress.
The bride's dress?
Wow. Dude,
you ruined
what did
the,
you do?
That, by the way, dress.
If you ruin the dress at a wedding, you have ruined the wedding. The amount of importance
you,
that is put on the...
You think it's not that important?
All depends on what part, because what's that long part of the dress called?
Train. The train.
That always gets messed up. I've seen that get messed up time and time again.
So the bride did have a long train, and she...
Did. Why are you speaking about it like
a lot shorter now. So I didn't know these people, right? It was a friend.
Oh, no.
It was a family friend.
That's real bad, though. If you don't even know this lady, and you're messing up.
This was literally before I even met her, this happened.
Oh my God, Allie. You can't leave your house undecided. I don't even know what happened.
I kind of agree with you.
But we had a whole conversation on the air about should you even go to this wedding. This was that wedding where your option was you go to the wedding with the wife, or you stay home and she goes by herself, because technically she was invited.
She's a family friend of her family.
Right, but you guys were such a last-minute invite. You were the invite, like, clearly, like, you were table fillers.
Oh, once we got there, it was very clear to me that the mom of the bride... forced the bride to invite us.
Right. And you're one of those invites where the people are going, we'll send it, but we hope they just regret and send
exactly.
a present. And Allie's
exactly.
like, I'll show you regret. No. Shows up. That's the
so
ultimate regret.
We show up and the wedding happens. The ceremony is very nice. And then it's time for, you know, we had the cocktail hour. I had a few drinks. I'm trying to at least just be a good wedding guest, right? And we did end up bringing our kid, which was a smart move because... this is what they had at the wedding that I've never seen before. A woman introduces herself and says, hello, I am the babysitter.
Oh, that's great.
Dude, I thought she was joking. I was like, oh, that's so funny. Anyway, you're great with kids. She was like, no, I've got crafts over here in the corner.
Smart.
And I've got 10 kids that I'm watching tonight, so bring them on over. It was amazing. So we did have some time to actually dance and enjoy ourselves.
Did you vet this person? Are you sure it wasn't just some rando?
No, she said, and she was very attractive.
Oh, okay.
And she had a big van.
Katie started talking to her, and they bonded over the fact that both of them are therapists.
I'm the babysitter. I've got a hotel room right there.
Hi, my name is Eugene. I'm the babysitter.
Wow, what a great side hustle if you're a real perv, huh? Just show up at weddings and claim you're the babysitter.
It's a totally different Wedding Crashers movie.
Totally different.
Parents are so desperate. Yeah, here you go.
There you go.
See ya.
See in 4 hours.
Anyway, Katie left with her number. But anyway, I was over on the dance floor, and they're playing... Omar, it was all the traditional stuff. It was like Uptown
all the stuff
Funk.
I don't play.
Yes,
oh,
it was
yeah.
all like...
We Are a Family celebration.
Yep, it was all that. I think
terrible.
They played YMCA early on.
Oh, God.
And I was trying because I really wanted to be a good wedding guest because I knew I was a pity invite, and I knew I was just a plus one and nobody cared about me.
Well, why can't you just drown out in the back? Why can't you just be background noise?
Because at the very least, I can be fun. Right, Omar? I'm good on the dance floor. You've been at a wedding where I was a guest.
She does turn up. Yeah, it is fun to watch Allie. And then she does get people involved. And yeah, Allie is a good time on the dance floor.
But if you're an unknown, if you are an unknown to most of the people there, which you are,
a little strange,
you don't need to be the person turning up on the dance floor. You need to be the background.
It's a stranger going, wah!
Right, right.
Like, people are
right.
like, who the hell is that right. drunk who, stranger on the dance floor?
Right, exactly.
I did go up to a group at one point, and I was like, I'm going to dance with you guys. And they all turned their backs.
Yeah.
Oh, at one point, I was dancing with the wedding coordinator. And she had a clipboard in her hand, and she was like, that's right, I see you. I was like, woo!
Oh, man.
So, but I was trying to dance to music that I wasn't very passionate about, just because I was trying to keep the energy level up. Finally,
how many other people were on the dance floor?
There was a group of older women that were loving every song.
Okay.
And then there was like a few younger drunk people and the bride and her husband, husband. So then finally Hot to Go by Chapel Roan comes on. I'm like, finally a jam I can really dance to and really let
loose. Don't you play it, Omar. Don't play any of me singing Chapel Roan. We don't need it now for the story.
So I finally start doing some of my signature moves.
What are those?
Well, I don't need to do them for you.
What is your
you
signature move?
They got names?
Well, no, I do this thing where I kind of like go back like, you know, and like I do a body roll because it says body roll.
Some of those moves in the pantyhole video?
Yes, Omar. Allie's
got three moves. It's White Lady Seizure.
This is White Lady Seizure.
Yeah, there's Allie's White Lady. I see Allie do White Lady Seizure a lot.
And then sometimes I do the back. Yeah. And then the back. But this one said, in the lyrics, it says body roll. So I step back to do a body roll, and then I hear a shriek, and it is the women around the bride going, ah! Because I have dug my heel into the bride's dress and apparently dragged the bottom of the dress across the dance floor and created a giant tear in the, and it was bustled. So the train had been up and bustled, but I guess it hadn't been bustled enough. And I happened to step on the one part that was dangling and I happened to tear the dress. Fixable. But I felt bad because I was like, by the way, my name's Allie.
Nice to meet
now,
you.
Now, two different brides. You. Brides that were lose their S, and then brides that were like, dude, don't worry about it. It's all good. And what kind of bride was this one?
She was a don't worry about it. It's all good to me. And then my day is ruined to everybody else.
Ah, there you go. Well, Allie's available if you have any weddings coming up and you'd like someone to do the White Lady Seizure on the dance floor and ruin your dress.
You can take me hot to go. This is my third one.
She can seize right at that cake. Ruin that cake as well. Man, that is...
Ooh, it's okay. I had a couple spicy margaritas and all was forgotten.
Too much confidence. You have too much confidence.
And now I'm a little worried about the number that Katie got because I don't think she wants her to be a babysitter.
I believe that. Another successful night for you.
Body roll. Body roll.
Quick break. Back in a moment. Want to go to an advanced screening of Thunderbolts? You'll be listening for the clip from the movie that sounds like this.
Thunderbolt and Lightning very, very frightened me.
When you hear us play that at some random time this morning, call us up and we get you into that movie before anyone else. Quick break. Back with more show next.